Floyd Austin, spoke on the telephone about the evolution of the security situation in the Black Sea. Minister Dungu thanked the United States for its bold and consistent contribution to eastern flank security for the NATO alliance. Two concrete examples of the solidity of the transatlantic alliance are the repositioning of Stryker units and of F-16 and F-18 air wings. The so-called offshore bill allowing for natural gas extraction in the Black Sea was on Tuesday on the agenda of the Permanent Bureau of the Senate in Bucharest. This bill gets emergency status for debate after being endorsed by expert institutions. It is estimated that the Senate, as a first debate forum, would greenlight it in May. Prime Minister Nicolae Ciuca said that the bill will ensure stability and legal predictability to relevant businesses in terms of independence from gas supplies from the Russian Federation. The gas volume attributed to the Romanian sectors in the Black Sea is estimated at 200 billion cubic meters, with the largest part in the Neptune Deep perimeter, operated by OMV Petrom and ExxonMobil. The Foreign Ministry in Bucharest saluted the approval by the Senate of the decision-making forum of the bill to ratify the accord to implement the technical and financial assistance program worth 100 million euro as a grant to the Republic of Moldova. The accord was signed by the Prime Ministers of Romania and Moldova, Nicolae Ciuca and Natalia Gavrilița, on February the 11th in Chișinău. Romania is set to prop up Moldova's resilience in sectors essential for society, such as the energy sector, transportation and its infrastructure, environmental protection, climate change, public works, healthcare, education, culture, and research.
In late April this year, in the city of Chișinău, northwestern Romania, right in the city center, at the Casino, the Center for Urban Culture, an event will be taking place, which is supposed to bring together children, young people from disadvantaged categories, publishers from Romania, and writers. The event is called European Book Day, and we are going to find out more on this from Bianca Mereuță, director of the Signatura Publishing House and organizer of this event in Romania. With European Book Day, we intend to bring the young people closer to books in a manner that is as creative as possible. Ways that young people may find interesting, pleasant, and even funny, so that they may see books as an alternative to multiple stimuli they face in everyday life and which are so exciting. European Book Day began in Austria. It was founded by our Austrian partners. It is a project co-founded by Erasmus Plus, in which five countries are staging events through which young people from vulnerable environments with limited access to cultural events and books, may get into contact with authors, the world of books and education, and with other young people. They may thus spend some good time together and share the joy of reading. The project is underway in 4 European countries, and the 5th is the communication partner of the entire concept. Like I said, Austria is the initiator of the project, and the event will be held in Romania on April the 27th. It will be followed by the events in Sweden in May, and it will come to an end in Germany in November. European Book Day is targeting the young people. European Book Day is at the beginning of its first edition, and attendance is free. But what is the event like? And what exactly is going to happen during this event? Here is again Bianca Mereuța at Arco.
European Book Day își propune să aducă tineri mai aproape de carte.
European Book Day wants to bring youngsters close to books, whet their appetite for reading, so youngsters from disadvantaged categories and young people who have access to education from well-off families will meet and spend some good time together. Prior to the main event, with young people from disadvantaged categories, we held a series of workshops of creative writing and art, during which they managed to create literary works, which are going to be on display during the European Book Day. In this way, we tried to show them that reading, books and creativity are available to everyone. Everybody can create, and we all have the resources to create. But in order to achieve this goal, we must have a foundation of culture and be awareness of the importance of education. On April the 27th, starting 11:30, young people and adults alike, accompanied by children of course, are expected to join us at the casino, the Urban Culture Center, and enjoy a series of book-inspired events. And we also hope that we are going to spend together a couple of good hours. Young people need to think outside the box and see beyond the easy alternatives they have to quickly satisfy their needs. They need to be aware of this long-term promise, that of education, which is easily done step by step, but which is actually constructive for the personality of the human being. European Book Day shared the future expectations in relation to this subject.
Ne dorim să transformăm European Book Day într-o manifestare multianuală. Ne dorim că European Book Day...
We want to change European Book Day in a multi-annual event which reaches out to as many young people around Romania as possible. They need that. So European Book Day will have an impact in the hearts and souls of those coming to and linger in their memory. We hope they'll understand the habit of daily reading. We should also note, starting this year, Romania has a National Reading Day, which is marked on February 15th, as according to statistics, the daily average time a Romanian spends reading is 5 minutes, and most people read about a book a year. And in a country where 10% of its citizens are buying a book a year, the school plays an essential role in cultivating an apparently obsolete activity, reading, as a way aimed at saving us from a superficial environment where we are making decisions without thinking too much. Reading builds deep and solid connections inside the mind of the reader, be they children or adults. The Ministry of Education said, students were able to enjoy 1 hour of reading in classes. Teachers recommended students to school on the book they write and read from it in classrooms. The objective of this action is to promote daily reading as a habit. You have been listening to our regular feature, World of Culture.
Θέλω να δει, από πέτσι.
Teodoraman
was a prolific Ukrainian painter and graphic artist, a professor and academy member.
She was
the founder of the first Romanian fine art school in the capital of Bucharest and in years in the northeast. In the capital city, in the Teodoraman Museum, a new exhibition has been opened to the public among open air. We talked about Nibiel and about the great artist and the curator Greg Schuster.
Monsieur Teodoraman a pregătit
cinema sa
evenimentul anului 2002,
așa cum a obișnuit publicul. The Teodoraman Museum has prepared what we call the event of the year 2022. It is amazing work among the landscape artists. It will be open until the end of March 2023. What the current exhibition shows us is a painting that sees the landscape with a fresh eye. It tries to go beyond descriptive painting and to filter the outside world through his mind and soul. The result is a landscape that may not have an actual correspondent in the real world, but which is always fascinating. The exhibition comprises 24 oil and 3 watercolor paintings of farms and parks. And of course, the landmark is represented by scenes from Amman's garden. Physically, this garden no longer exists. It was buried under concrete and specific earth and swallowed more and more of the adjacent land. So our only chance to see Amman's garden today is to look at his paintings, which show it from all possible angles. We also have a chance to see places that have not changed in the past 150 years, in work made in Jardin de Luxembourg, for example. We also asked curator Grégoire Chauvel about the organizers' expectations for this exhibition.
Sperăm ca, într-adevăr, publicul să-și dorească să vadă acest eveniment care
We are hoping that the public will want to see this valuable exhibition in addition to what is currently on display at the museum. This is a special museum because it is hosted by Amman's house, which is not only a place where the artist lived for a while, but a house built entirely by Amman. He did everything here, from the architectural design to the interior and exterior decorations, from mural painting to stained glass windows, sculpted furniture and wood decorations. And of course, the most important element is our collection of Amman paintings, which covers all the periods in his artistic endeavor. That was curator Greta Schuster wrapping up today's installment of Cultural Events.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe and North America, the East Coast, has come to an end. You can listen to our next program for Western Europe at 22 hours UTC on 5945 and 7310 kHz. Our listeners in North America, the East Coast, can listen to us at 0 hours UTC on 7375 and 9550 kHz. We can also be heard on the internet at www.rri.ro. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.